certainly I have no wish to see any borders between Northern Ireland and Ireland. And I also have no wish to see any new borders or barriers between Britain and Ireland or between Northern Ireland and Britain. That's why I didn't want Brexit, because I don't want any borders. And certainly we'll do everything we can to avoid any of that taking place. And I know what you said, and I understand what you said, that the union that is most important for you is the United Kingdom, and the single market that is most important to you is the single market of the United Kingdom. And 70% of trade between Northern Ireland is with the rest of the United Kingdom. I acknowledge that. But it shouldn't be a choice between the 70% and the 30%. Why not take the 100%? And it is possible to have special arrangements for Northern Ireland, if needs be, that allows Northern Ireland to have that because of its unique situation. And I think that's something that I will work for and something that I hope that politicians from all sides of Northern Ireland will be open to. If 100% is possible, take that, not 70 instead of 30. And I hope it's possible to for us to have that discussion a little bit more in the future. Just in relation to Mr. Farage's contribution, I just as a matter of information, I've never worked here, by the way. I've worked in Ireland and the United States. I've never worked in Europe or for a European institution. But in relation to small countries, I really have to disagree because I experienced that in a very, very personal way, not just in relation to the support that we've received on Brexit from the European institutions, but also when for the first time I attended a European Council meeting, the meeting of the Prime Ministers and Presidents of Europe. And it's a really interesting and humbling experience to get to do that. And I know some of you who've been Prime Ministers will have had that experience because Council Ministers is very different. You go into this massive room, you sit there, the ambassador sits beside you, you have six officials behind you, and it's a very different experience when you go into the Council of Ministers. And I went into the Council of Ministers for the first time last year. I sat around the table, there were no officials there, the only people there were the President of the Council, the President of the Commission, and the heads of government of 26, 27, or 28 member states. And I come from a country that is only 4.5 million people. We're a small country. There are many provinces, even cities in other European countries that have more people than mine and have a bigger economy of mine. And I was sitting around the table as an equal with the President of France, the Chancellor of Germany, the Prime Minister of Spain, the Prime Minister of Italy, these really big countries. And that isn't the way Europe used to work. Before the European Union, the big countries would get together, they decide what is right for Europe, and they tell the rest of us. That doesn't happen anymore because of the European Council. And because of these European institutions. And I'm not so naive as to think that a country like Ireland, with 4.5 million people, can ever have the power or importance of a country like Germany with 80 million and its massive economy. But what the European Union allows us to do is it allows small countries to have a seat at the table when decisions are made, as opposed to having no say at all. And that's why I believe small countries are so much better off to be in this union. But finally, just in relation to Britain, and I want to say that Britain is a country that I care a lot about. Irish people are very close to British people in so many ways, even though sometimes we don't like to admit that. In so many ways, we've a shared culture and a shared history. And that's very much the experience of my family as well. My parents met and fell in love and got married in England. She's an Irish nurse, he's a doctor from India. They both went to Britain to build a new life, and that's where they met, that's where they married, that's where they fell in love. That's where my sister was born, and she still lives there in London with my niece and nephew, who are English kids. They point up at the Union Jack and they say, "Leo, that's our flag." And that's how close Irish people, in many ways, are to British people. We're connected by blood in so many different ways. And that's why I really regret the decision that has been made on Brexit, because so much will be lost. Young people will lose the right to live, work and study anywhere in the European Union, losing those rights of, as European citizens. My niece and nephew won't, because they're entitled to Irish passports, but the other kids in their class will. And I think that's a real shame.